continue our study of God's plan for us. Week number 40-something. This is my room for teaching this past week, VBS. If you didn't make it back there, we set up like base camp at midnight on Mount Everest. So we did everything in black light. We covered every bit of that classroom in black plastic. Put stars, put black lights in there, and everything we did was under that. So I spent the week teaching under black light. I thought about seeing if we could change these lights out just so I could feel at home. But, you know. The kids responded well to that. They had a good time today, Kirk. We had a good time. Kirk joined me and Steve this year, and it worked out really good. We had a great time. We opened some kids' eyes up to Jesus. God provides. We talk about God comforts. And we talk about God heals. And who knows what kind of hearts we might have touched with some of those lessons. And on the second night, about 25 minutes of each class, maybe half hour. We do it four times. But the story started with Elijah. We talked about the battle between Elijah and Ahab with the Baal and God and sending down fire. And it ends up with God whispering to Elijah. And his comfort he finds in that whisper. And we talked about the fact that sometimes you hear God's whisper, you have to get rid of the rest of the world around you to hear God's whisper. This girl in the front row, who is the daughter of a guy I coach soccer with, she goes, "You came a long ways to teach me that God needs to talk to me that way." But you know, that's where we finished up with it. And it did, but she heard that message. So anyways, lots of hours, lots of people, we had a good time. So anyways, preaching, teaching God's word, like I say, we do it in some unconventional ways. I'm probably more unconventional than some of the other ones, and under black light was about as unconventional as I've gotten for a while. So anyways, we'll move on. We'll see how this goes. Psalms 119, 104 through 105. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. What's the value of God's word to our lives? What does God's word provide for us?
Hope?
Yeah, okay, it can give us hope. And that's part of it. It says it's a lamp to my feet, light to my path. So the path has to go somewhere, and that's the hope. As at the end of the path, then that's where it's leading to. Is that hope leads every step.
There's also the idea of comfort, protection. You know, when I think of a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, the thing that immediately comes to my mind is back in my days of childhood, growing up way out in the sticks, as I call it. You know, mm-hmm. Walking outside. Or walking out in the woods at night, whether it be camping or out on a late night hunting trip, you know, it was always comforting when you turn the flashlight on. See where you're going, see what's ahead of you, see what's around you, you know, you hear something. And so it's a source of comfort as well, and it gives a feeling of being protected, comforted, and sought after.
Yeah, I can remember that. That's good. Chuck?
When I look at the first part, it says, "Your precepts I get understanding." If anybody's ever put together anything complex and hard, if you didn't have any instructions, you just don't do anything. And life is complex.
Yes.
And what he does is he gives you instructions for how you ought to go forward in life. You know what you need to do. You know what you should do. And you have a path laid out in front of you on how you ought to live. And it gives you a way to go forward.
Yeah. Gives you a way to go forward, because it, like I say, it's very complex. I like that too. If you've ever done anything very complex, to take Space Center, for instance. What does it take? Well, right now they're working on the Orion, for instance, to go to Mars. What does it take to get to Mars? It ain't throw three guys in a can, light the match, and go, is it? It's billions of steps.
And life is complex.
Yeah, and life's the same way. What's in store tomorrow? You know, everything we do is a decision. I like to tell kids that, go out here and look at one of your big live oaks out here. How do you get to one of those leaves out there? You can look back and it branches a little bit, it branches a little bit more, and branches back to the trunk. It's all, each one's a decision. And how to get to that right, that one spot. And that's, you know, it's, life's so complex. And they're not black and white decisions. Sometimes 51-49, you know, how do you, what decisions you make? This is where you find how to make decisions, how to find that path. It's not, Bill Larner at graduation talked about telling the kids, make sure your, the yellow line's on your left and the white line's on the right. And I think where he was going with that is, life doesn't have lines on the road. And, but you still got something that'll tell you, am I on the right path? Am I still in the right direction? And that's what he's having. And that's what God's precepts will do, is get us knowing where the road is when there's no road. So, yeah. Alright, I think that's probably a good start for it. Let's evaluate God's word. He gives us an understanding of right and wrong, guidance, comfort, tells us about God's will, and the plan of salvation. At least that much. Anybody got anything else? Or you want to talk about any of those? Feel free to talk.